If you're the type of person who wants data, not assumptions, Prenuvo's whole body scan gives you a deep understanding of your health. Screen for over 500 conditions, including many cancers, autoimmune disorders, neurodegenerative diseases, and more. Add blood panels to test over 80 biomarkers, and you've got information about your body you may never have had before. Book your scan at Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
Hey, y'all, I'm Maddie.
And I'm Poodle.
And together, we host the podcast Reality Gaze.
We are two ridiculous homosexuals who love nothing more than talking about reality television
and tearing in a new one.
So whether it's 90 Day Fiancé, Love is Blind, Love After Lockup, or any other trash TV show about lonely hearts looking for love, your gay besties got you covered, y'all.
New shows every week. Follow and listen to Reality Gaze wherever you get your podcast.
Reality Gaze, let's love.
To more Dukes and Bell.
Are you ready?
Presented by Finley Roofing on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Yeah, I couldn't remember the receiver who did work against us a few years back. Now, when I say a few years back, some of you are like, oh, 2021. Mike actually found it. It was 2017.
Yeah, and it was Jay Cutler. Remember that game? Because Grady got nailed on a ridiculous... Kind of like the same thing that happened with Brady in Tampa Bay. Data and I were talking about that. Remember when they called the roughing the passer?
Yep.
He barely grazed Jay Cutler's noggin that extended a drive. See, these things, they're like splinters in your brain if you're a Falcons fan.
Yeah.
But anyway, the guy that was lighting us up that day, 14 targets, 8 catches, Jarvis Landry.
Ate us up.
Yeah, big touchdown in that game.
And last year, it was Waddle with Tua who ate us up.
And then we got into it, and I said, well, remember, the loss that really had me pulling my hair out was back in the day, and that was in 21, and that's when we had a 30-22 point, it was a 30-22 lead. We score a touchdown, Matt throws a touchdown late in the game, they score, they miss the extra point, and it was the Taylor Heinicke, like, prayer that was up in the air, and it was like, basically, you could play the Benny Hill theme as a defensive back, like, kind of like the Minnesota game couple years ago up there. Anyway, it was J.D. McKissick from then Taylor Heinicke, and then we lost that one 34-30.
Brutal.
But again, hopefully none of that happens this year.
Brutal. Yeah. It's
I'm doing thumbs up for those watching on YouTube. Listen on the radio.
Those are the ones, you're right, but the Darren Hall one, man, and a great text from one of our listeners who was saying, man, my wife and I were at that game. We were at that game. We were losing our blank in our section because all week – guys were joking with me when I came
There's
in there.
There's no way Darren Hall could come in here and beat the Falcons on Sunday.
And now all the guys are like, man, you're right. Darren Hall, he ain't that good. Then we put him out of the game. And here comes Dobbs off the bench. I don't even know, Mike, after that game, did we learn he didn't even know the playbook? Something of that nature?
He literally learned it with because Joshua Dobbs is a rocket scientist. He spends time working with NASA. We know that. Great guy. Local connection. Played at UTU. You guys remember? I'm sorry. Tennessee. Girl.
Thank you, Mike.
And goes out to get the job done. A couple guys hit me up saying that I'm talking out of my butt that I wanted to. I know Carl was more leaning on banging the drum on Tua. I've always said that Penix has got to prove he can stay healthy.
Yeah, that's Mike's MO.
That's not hating on – but again, it's because you hate – you guys, I don't know. I can't explain it. I mean, I've probably had this conversation, 100 times this offseason. I don't dislike Penix. He's a great – they're all good guys. Not anybody on this team you wouldn't like. Just talking about the reality of is he viable. That's all. Can he learn the offense? Can he stay healthy? You drafted a guy with an injury history. To say that is not to say – you guys make it sound like I say he's a piece of garbage or something. I just said Michael Penix came with an injury history. Oh, shocking. In his second year, he got injured. Okay, that's part of his resume. Can he overcome that to establish himself? I say the odds are against it. Doesn't mean it can't happen. That's it. Sorry.
But it's hard.
But I just get sick and tired of having to explain myself. Some of you guys who are so freaking soft, if you are something that you take as negative, it's being mean, or I'm anti-someone. I'm just spitting facts, guys. Clear out your ears.
Yeah. And for me, who else you giving a chance on this team to play quarterback? Who was the other guy? And many of you didn't want to embrace that as we started this journey this offseason. Maybe it plays out the way it absolutely should. Maybe, guys, Michael Penix is ready for the season, and we don't even have to worry about whether or not we're going to have to see what Tua is or is not, or if he's washed or if he isn't. Well, maybe that's how it plays out. I said this to Mike, though, and then I want to talk about, you know, some benchmarks for this team, because I do think there are some realistic things we got to shoot for. I hope, even if he's been cleared, Mike, that they don't wait to where the season is lost to play him.
Right.
Because I think that's unfair. Now, when I say that, I'm saying, guys, you know, let's say we're 7 or 8 weeks into the season, and now all of a sudden, you know, they're going to hand the keys over to Michael Penix and say, show me what you got. I think that's a little bit unfair. That's why I want this decision to come earlier than that. But we don't know when that's going to happen. Again, and Stefanski saying today we'll cross that bridge when we get there. It sounds like he's in no, like, I'm not going to say there's not urgency, but he doesn't sound like he's getting the reports every day about, hey, he's moving the way he should, and we're going to clear him. Right. He's just like, hey, it is what it is, and when I get the word, I'll let you guys know. There's no urgency there from his standpoint. I'm talking about the coach wanting to push this. At least that's not how he's presented this with Michael Penix. All right, real quick, offense. Can we average 24 points a game, Mike? Can we average 24 points a game?
Well, then your Bijan Robinson pick at number one in your fantasy draft will be really good. Because that means things are rolling. That means it's a balanced attack.
It was 20 last year,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, we need, again, cue up Arthur Smith there, Oren. Yeah, we need to score more points.
More points, right.
But, you know, but this is going to be difficult if Tua's not getting, Tua's got to get better because right now the baseline is really low for Tua. And then then we're talking about how does Penix come in and how does this offense look with Michael Penix under center? You know,
I mean, obviously we need to score more points.
I mean, and I do mean under center. I don't mean shotgun. He'll be in shotgun. They'll be pistol, but it's still play action predicated, you know, in a Stefanski offense.
Okay.
Well, that's a convenient narrative.
I'm sorry.
That's true, Art. 24 points. That's the benchmark. What about sacks? Look, we had 57 last year. I don't think we're getting to 57 this year. But it doesn't mean you can't be top 10 and you still can't get after the quarterback. We talked to D. Orlando Ledbetter. Go rewind on the Odyssey app. He said right now he's having a hard time seeing where those sacks are coming from based on the personnel and how things are looking right now. It's still early days, but I don't think we're getting 57 sacks and being second in the league this year, especially without those two dudes on the edge.
Well, I'll tell you, if that, then literally all these guys, there'll be a bunch of guys getting paid because all these guys on one-year contracts, that means they're popping. That means Ebikam gets it back into character. Ojulari. You know, that means that Pierce really hits the ground running, you know, whether that's in Madrid or wherever he's, you know, whenever they, however they ramp him up once he's cleared first to practice. And then you guys know it's not until November he can go with the suspension. But then maybe a guy like, you know, Dorlus gets double digits this year because of the release in the house. We talked about him with our man D-Led, but I love his game. And maybe, you know, Kendall Daniels will flash. Some of these rookies, Perkins too.
Yeah. Quarterbacks combined last year, Mike, threw for 3,700 yards. Combined, will we have more yards by our quarterbacks this year? Will we reach the 4,000 plateau?
Man, that's a hell of an over-under bet. You know, I mean, if you're going to split this season up, I'll say no.
Okay.
I'll say you have a hard time getting there. Just based on, also, Stefanski wants to run the football.
Okay.
You know?
3,700, and by the way,
We should. Any NFL team worth its salt should get 4,000 yards.
That's right. And if your quarterbacks are any good, you should. Kirk, again, didn't play all year. We know that. But 1,700 from him and then 1,900 from Michael Penix. Here's one for you. How many picks did we have last year? 16. This defense, this DB group should have 20 interceptions this year. I'm putting that on this DB. Xavier Watts? Jesse Bates?
Right. And when Billy Bowman eventually comes back from injury, you know, we got a bunch of guys that are just ball-hawking dudes. And
20 is the number for me.
That's four more. Is Avion starting as your nickel?
Yeah. I mean, unless we see an improvement from the guys who are injured and coming back, Mike, look, there's going to be a lot of guys rotating. We got a lot of flexibility in the secondary, which is good. I think in a perfect world, Billy Bowman Jr. would be your nickel guy. If everything was you know, if he was completely healthy.
Right.
But, yeah, I think you don't pick Avion to not use him, right? You're going to figure out, and I think that's the best place for him at least to start. Now, down the road, he will probably be a corner. But right now, that's probably where he's going to start. What's up, Day-Day?
Well, since we're right there on the DBs,
yeah.
What's the expectations for A.J. Terrell? Where do you feel
more
like
picks.
He's been?
Yeah, I need more picks from A.J.
All right. It's always, and look, we've had these conversations with AJ about, you know, generally they don't throw at you. And we don't, with Ulbrich, we haven't specifically locked him on. I think we should lock him on always, the number one wide receiver. That doesn't always happen.
Right or left, it doesn't matter.
It's always kind of like wherever he is on the field, that's how it goes.
Yep.
I would lock him on because he's considered one of the top guys. And also, sometimes when he does lock on the big guys, he gets burned.
Mm.
You know, there's been some big plays at Mercedes-Benz going the wrong way.
And
he generally has a low throw at rate because they usually pick on Hughes.
Yeah, exactly. Total rushing yards as a group. Okay, this is everybody. Bijan, Algier, This was Michael Penix scrambling. This was Nathan Carter. This was Kirk Cousins scrambling. 2,100 yards. As a group, are we going to rush for more than 2,100 yards? Now, remember, Bijan had 1,400 of that.
Right.
But as a group, right? We're Mike, you know who we hadn't talked a lot about? Brian Robinson. We hadn't talked a lot about Brian Robinson.
You know, and I'll give him credit because we've seen him at practice where he's banged up and he's out there. I mean, there's no, like, I need to go talk to the trainer. You know, we've seen him, you know, get right back out there in the mix. He's a tough dude. Tyler Goodson apparently is having some good strong runs in the practice in the scrimmage against Indianapolis. Did I see that Trey Sermon's getting an IR designation?
Oh. He just got here.
Yeah, I saw that. That dropped this morning.
Oh.
Trey Sermon, former local Atlanta product, Ohio State, Oklahoma kid. So that sucks for him because, he's trying to, get one more contract. But anyway, he will get paid if it's an IR designation.
No doubt. All right, one more for you. Bijan had 7 rushing touchdowns. I think he has 10 this year.
Yeah.
Well, 10.
Well, you won't have Tyler Allgeier to poach those in the goal line situations. That was always the knock. And Brian Robinson is more like Bijan than Tyler Allgeier.
Yeah. Allgeier had 8.
Yeah, Allgeier was, man. If you were a fantasy owner of Bijan, which I was, Allgeier was that red zone poacher.
All right. Just some numbers, man. Can we get to 24 points? The sacks? I do not expect this to be second.
I mean, but it all starts and ends with the quarterback, you know? Is Tua going to figure this out? And even if he does figure it out, they're still holding that chair for Penix.
Mm.
I'm sorry. Give me your touchdown number one more time. I'm on my service. just kidding.
Which number?
7 for Bijan touchdown?
Last year.
He had a couple receiving, too.
Oh, correct. Yeah, he had over 1,400 yards. Yeah. I'm not giving you the receiving numbers. Combined total receiving and rushing touchdowns. Yeah, he was one of the best in the league. But just rushing, I think he has more than that.
Right.
All right, man. We're coming back.
Interesting numbers, but again, don't mean a thing. We make that quarterback swing.
Well, the run game can. It should help the quarterback.
But you could argue. I'm not trying to not oversimplify it. But a lot of guys, if it's a Penix struggling, or hopefully not struggling, or Tua struggling, you know what they're going to do, right?
Stack the box.
Bingo.
Oh man, it's easy. This is my concern.
Right.
See, everybody's talking about.
I'm pretty confident talking into a mic. Hey, I'm doing it right now. But home projects, I second guess everything. Is that noise normal? Is that water damage? Who do I even call? That's where Thumbtack comes in. Just upload a photo or voice note, and it uses AI-powered search to match you with a right top-rated local pro. So instead of guessing, you get clarity and can hire with confidence. For your next home project, try Thumbtack. Hire the right pro today.
If you're the type of person who wants data, not assumptions, Prenuvo's whole body scan gives you a deep understanding of your health. Screen for over 500 conditions, including many cancers, autoimmune disorders, neurodegenerative diseases, and more. Add blood panels to test over 80 biomarkers, and you've got information about your body you may never have had before. Book your scan at Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
What the heck is going on with all these promotional popcorn buckets? The giant shorts that all of Gen Z is wearing now? And whatever the heck Hyrox is? I'm comedian and certified hater Matt Bellassai, and these are the types of questions I'm demanding answers to on my podcast, What the Heck with Matt Bellassai. Listen or watch every Thursday as I rant about all the internet trends, pop culture stories, and personal mayhem that makes me scream, What the Heck? Follow What the Heck with Matt Bellassai wherever you get your podcasts.
Michael Penix, you're putting him out there like a savior. If you're not able to effectively run the ball, I'm going, Michael Penix, we're about to come after your ass.
Right.
That's what this is. And if you think anybody in the NFL is going to give us a break, you're not watching the NFL.
Well, they're going to say, Michael Penix beat me.
So,
right? Bijan's not going to. So the way we don't approach guys like Jonathan Taylor, Christian McCaffrey, teams do try to approach
that
with us.
That's right.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team. But not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
What if the thing you're listening to right now never got interrupted? What if it could play uninterrupted from room to room on Sonos? What if you start with 2 Sonos speakers just to see how it feels? What if you really like how it feels and you become a Sonos person who can't stop saying to their friends, what if you start with two Sonos speakers just to see how it feels? Because it's not magic, but it's not not magic.